All right.
I'm pro. I'm pro.
Pro Zoom.
Yeah, man. I bought an account and everything.
You bought an account?
Yeah.
Because if you edit it and save it?
Well, and if you do the trial, you can only have like up to three people for 45 minutes.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Right. So if you buy an account.
How much does it cost?
It's like 13 bucks a month.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Not so bad. Like Friday night, I had like 10 people in there for like two and a half hours.
Oh, thanks for the invite. Wow. I'm not even on your top 10.
Steve, I won't lie.
I don't even know if I want to do this podcast. I stuck around today and I'm not even 10 worthy. Like I could even do a trial and I'd put you in my Zoom because like, I don't need all the other ones.
I don't know, man. You got a baby? You don't drink on Friday nights at home.
I don't even get the offer.
My bad, Steve.
Who was in the 10?
A lot of the meltdown peeps.
All right, that's cool. Yeah. All right, sweet, man.
This is awkward now.
Not in the top 10.
I guess we should leave this in, huh?
Oh, yeah. I'm not getting rid of this. I want people to understand how I rate in D. Ted Smith's world. Not even in the top 10.
Hey, none of these people are invited for sleepovers. I'm backpedaling now.
Didn't you skip my last sleepover to go hang out with the meltdown crew?
You wrestled.
And we were going to go about afterwards.
Actually, then you didn't. Did something weird happen?
I crushed my eyeball
or
something.
Yeah, that's right.
Oh, but you didn't know that at the time, unless you put the fix in. I mean, that sounds like something that someone that wouldn't put someone in the top 10 is capable of.
You moved the sleepover to November.
What do you want from me? You agreed to it.
That is true. You know what?
Ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah,
all right.
Yeah.
Please you know what? Are we even going to do this?
I don't even know if I want to. Stop, right?
You are now entering the
MegaCast. I'm going to hop on Zoom now. Talk to my real friend, Steve.
I didn't know up until this moment that I was not one of your real friends. I mean, geez, maybe this UK Alice lady's right.
Yeah. Yeah, you know what? You're a work friend.
I guess so. I'm not even a work spouse. Well, I mean, what am I, like, top five at work at least?
Yeah, I'll put you top five.
Top five. That's good. Nice.
Well, I don't know.
You know, damn coronavirus. Now I'm starting to find out who my real people are. Not even in your top 10. See, people on my show, they're doing a virtual shot via FaceTime. Not even invited to that one.
Well, I would invite you to FaceTime if I had an Apple phone.
Well, you have Zoom. We all got Zoom. Everyone's Zooming. I got Zoom. I'm convinced Zoom is the one that planted the coronavirus on all of us.
It's not a bad call.
I mean, they're benefiting the most out of it.
They are. Have you seen the meme where it's like Scooby-Doo? And they pull off the mask and it's like the Zoom logo.
Is it really?
Yeah.
It's insane. We went from like 1 week, nobody even knowing what the F Zoom was, like some business people use it for their meetings, to now it's like the only way people communicate is via Zoom.
I had no idea. But in 2 weeks of quarantine, I acquired a used computer and a Zoom account.
Nice.
And now I'm Instagram video. You know, you can slide into people's DMs and start a video.
I wouldn't know that. You haven't slid into mine. Here I am, just alone by myself.
Hey, you got a baby. You could hug a woman. I haven't hugged anybody in a month.
Ted, do you not understand what it's like to be married with a newborn? You do not hug at all.
There's not even hugs?
There's no hugs. There's no nothing. I'm pretty sure I'm in the doghouse. I don't even know why. I think actually it's because of Zoom.
Is it really?
Yes.
Are you serious?
I'm very angry with Zoom, and now I found out I lost my best friend because of Zoom.
Well, I mean, these things happen.
Yeah, clearly, Zoom is just killing my life, destroying me. What are you doing over there? You zooming someone? You trying to zoom me?
I'm DMing you on Instagram.
You're DMing me on Instagram.
See how it works. If you answer, we can talk.
Here we are. Let me see.
Oh,
tap to join. Yes.
Yes.
Ringing. Instagram, accept.
Come on.
Whoa.
Oh, hey, Steve.
Hey, Ted. Oh, this is pretty sweet. I'm going to screen capture it so I can remember.
Yeah. Yeah, this one's pretty good, too. You could just invite 100 people.
Well, yeah. Well, then I make the top 100.
All right.
Jesus.
somebody started one of those last week, and I go, just start inviting people. So we invited like Kim. Are we started? I don't even know. We invited like Kim Kardashian, Kanye.
Did it work?
Christy Teigen? No. But we just kept inviting people. And then we invited somebody we knew, and they looked at the list, and the same thing. They were like, what am I, 20th on the list?
At least they made the list. Yeah, dude, last night, Sid and all of our family decided to go Zoom in, and it's just like...
All right. It's so like, the family Zooms are tough.
Oh, my gosh. Yes, it is, because not everyone understands how Zoom is working, so people are swiping their screen, and there's multiple conversations happening, and there's like 8 people on this thing, and I'm just like... My head is hurting. Like, it's just like, you know, so many sounds. And like, her dad goes on Zoom and her mom's also on Zoom, but they're in the same room. So there's like this weird feedback that like we just heard right now. So that's going on. Grandma's turning it off, doesn't understand what's going on, but still talking. And then like someone's like, hey, so are y'all, everyone's at home. And then one of the people's like, oh, Steve, are you still working? I'm like, yeah. And then I'm like, oh, your job's essential, and starts laughing. And I'm just like, I'm in a bad mood. So I just like,
really?
Yeah.
It's about media.
Well, I mean,
I can laugh at my buddy because he even makes fun of it. He's a landscaper.
Right.
But there's a reason you can see why media would be essential.
I just wasn't in the mood, man. I've been under a lot. This damn coronavirus is pissing me off. And then I get that. And I'm just like, ugh. And I probably visibly looked annoyed. And I think that pissed my wife off. And I haven't, like, she's barely even conversating with me right now. So I don't even think I'm in her top 10 on Zoom. She's probably Zooming everybody but me right now. Oh. I'm just in the doghouse. And, like, nobody likes me, Ted.
Man, I'll invite you Friday. I just didn't think about it because I didn't picture you sitting at home drinking. Well, frankly, we were all getting wasted.
I mean, I'm sitting home doing nothing.
All right, I'll clue you in.
No, now I feel like I'm now I'm like I'm a token Zoomer.
Well, I'm also envisioning now you're just like, screw it, like up in the office, which I guess now is the baby's room.
Yes,
just drink slugging Tito's, and then Sid be like, "What the f are you doing?"
you dial me in, I answer. I'm like, "What?" I'm like angry on tequila drunk.
Have you even had a beer since last time I saw you?
No.
I was gonna say, man. I'm like, you're like, yeah, getting tequila drunk. I'm like, wait a minute. I bet he hasn't even had a drink since
I'm
last time I saw him.
I'm getting nothing drunk. I'm gonna get drunk today. I'm just done. So done with everything, man. This is like you come here and it's like a ghost town. It's nice to see you. All joking aside, it's nice to see you.
I know you're giving me ass, but I mean, you could hear it in my voice. I was like, Steve, look at us.
Dude, I know. I'm not mad. I get it.
But you're pissed off enough that I started believing it for a minute. I was like, damn, sorry.
I'm working you, brother. I'm working you. I mean, it's just everything doesn't make sense right now. Life does not make sense.
Well, and listen, I'm not saying anything about you or whatever, but as a single person, right? Like, I'm used to being alone. Yeah. Now, I won't lie. I miss some... I forget how much time... Steve, to be honest with you, I didn't realize how much time I spend on the weekends not at home.
Yeah, until you're home all the time.
Oh, my goodness. Friday and Saturday are tough for me. I knew I went out a lot, but, like, Jesus, I'm a social animal. So, like, I miss that interaction. I miss seeing... I mean, honestly, like, I miss seeing Joe on Fridays. That's what we do.
Yeah.
But it's also easier is at a certain point... I could just kind of turn it off and just watch something and just do whatever I want because it's just me. I do feel for people that are stuck in the house with others and with children, especially you have a newborn still?
Yeah. Tatum's still, she's 3 months old, so she's a newborn.
Yeah, so right, like you're dealing with a human that doesn't even know how to really poop yet.
Oh no, big blowout yesterday. I ended up on my shirt. Oh, I'm in her top 10 of people that she blows up on.
She poops on?
Yes.
Right. And that's the other thing, right? Like, you and your wife, like, you're probably fine, but you just can't get away from each other.
Yeah, it is that. I mean, it's just, I think she's annoyed with me.
Yeah.
And I get it. I'm not in a very...
You're not going to say it, but right, it probably goes both ways.
Yeah. I mean, edit that out. Actually, no, things are fine. You know what it is? And it's the little things, like you say, like something as stupid as watching television right now is just, it's like, I mean, I still try and watch some wrestling just to keep sane, but like, it's hard when like the two of you do not have the exact same TV interests. So trying to find shows that we both can enjoy for a ridiculous amount of time. Yeah, we'll listen to some music here and there, but you know, at the end of the night, you just want to unwind and watch television. And it's like, man, no new shows are coming out. So really, there's not a lot of new content. So I'm trying to find different shows. And it's like, I find something I like Dave on FXX. And
oh, I haven't watched that one yet.
You need good? To watch Dave.
Yeah.
Dave is the funniest show on television. It's
a little dicky.
It's a little dicky, but it's almost like Curb Your Enthusiasm for the hip-hop community. There are so many awkward moments in that show. It's laugh-out-loud funny. Dude, it's only 5 episodes so far.
All right, cool.
Please watch it, and then maybe Zoom me and let me know how you think about it, if you could get that.
You want to Zoom it together? Now I'm your wife. You want to watch it together, Steve?
I would, because she doesn't like it. And it's pissing me off because I'm like, this is the funniest freaking show on television. How do you not find this funny? She's like, I don't like it. It's gross. Like the content, some of the stuff that he says, because it's a lot of penis jokes, right?
Yeah.
Because he's a little dicky. And I'm like, wait a second. You've got the damn house girls or whatever they are of New Jersey.
They're Jersey, they're Orange County, they're Atlanta, they're everywhere.
But she watches the Jersey one, and it's like the language is worse. They're dropping a-holes left and right. They're going to donkey shows in Thailand. Like, they're doing all this insane, yes.
What?
Yeah, they go to a donkey show. Or a ping pong show, one of those kind of shows. It was a ping pong show. And they're like graphically describing, and I'm like, you sit here and watch that? And that's like reality TV? They're going to see a woman shoot ping pongs out of her ping ponger? And you're mad at me because I want to watch Dave, which is just, you know, it's the little things right now.
Well, and that's just the thing of the sexist.
I'm sorry.
Right? That's all right.
Yeah.
But, I mean, that's the thing, right? Like, the Real Housewives holds nothing for me.
No.
I don't know why you would aspire to be those people. And I can't tell if women watch it because they want to be them or they're making fun of them or.
Yeah, a little bit of both.
Yeah. I will say, Love is Blind, if she likes dating shows.
On Netflix?
Yes.
We tried it.
It's awful.
Yes.
But I hate Jessica so much, I had to finish it.
I don't even remember which one's Jessica. We lasted like 20 minutes of one episode.
The blonde woman.
Oh, I don't even remember. It's been so long. We've tried so many freaking shows. And I found one that was on Amazon Prime. BJ recommended, but it was actually really good, called The Boys.
Okay.
It's about like superheroes, but what they're like, they're not necessarily like good redeeming qualities. Like they're kind of egotistical dicks.
Yeah.
But they're superheroes. So like one like was he's like the Flash or something like that. He goes really fast. And he realized someone stepped off the curb and he ran her over and killed her right in front of her boyfriend. And he's like, sorry, dude, but I got more stuff to do because I'm a superhero. And the whole premise was like this guy's like devastated because everyone loves his superheroes on cereal boxes. But he just freaking killed his girlfriend and nobody seems to care.
That's sick, but that's funny.
Yeah, it's like it's super intense, you know, and it's like a cool show, but it's a little too graphic. So it's like, oh, I guess we'll just watch Restaurant Impossible and Bar Rescue again.
I did get back into Bar Rescue some.
Yeah.
Which is good for about 5-6 episodes. And then you're like, all right,
I hate this guy again.
Yeah, you're just right.
Like, he's so angry.
You just know how it's going to go.
He's going to yell at someone, and it's too much sometimes. I love John Taffer, but sometimes it's just like, okay, dude, pump the brakes.
Yeah, and like, I get it. At the end of the day, he's not rescuing bars. He's rescuing relationships.
Yeah. Oh, the last one was just like so forced. I mean, I get, look, we all love the military, but he did a VFW haul. And he's like,
a VFW haul isn't supposed to make money.
And also,
why is he rescue on a VFW haul? Like, wait, I mean, look, I go out all the time.
Right.
You know where you don't hear it? Well, first of all, I'm not a veteran of foreign war.
Well, that could be why.
But I'm like the son of a Legionnaire. I could join the American. Can you imagine if I called you and said, Steve, I'm down at the Legion drinking? You'd be like, what the F are you doing at the Legion?
I'd be like, zoom me.
Zoom, right?
Hey,
no zooming in here. It's the Legion.
I spent a lot of time at VFWs with wrestling. I'm like, I'm at the Everett one almost every month.
That's a good point.
Well, back when I could wrestle. I think that's also part of it. I don't know about you, but I miss activities. I'm sure you miss soccer. I miss playing you know, wrestling.
I said that
and playing
somebody,
hockey.
I said that somebody last night. I was just like, yeah, like, I miss playing Pub League.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, it's just fun to go outside and kick a ball that somebody else kicks back.
Right. Like, I miss pretend punching my friends in the face.
Yeah.
It's I can't do that right now.
Yeah.
The whole thing. I know it sounds like a giant bitch fest, but we haven't seen each other in like a month, it feels.
Right. Because I got sick and then had to quarantine for 15 days.
Right. You've been 14. Gone forever.
I know. 2 weeks seemed like, honestly, it seemed like forever.
I mean, so many things have happened since we've last seen each other.
It's wild. When I left here last time, I was still going out every night trying to support bars and businesses.
Yeah.
And now, right. I'm like, was I the a-hole?
Yeah.
But there was no shelter in place yet.
Dude, it's insane. In the course of a month, it went from, all right, is this really that big of a deal? We'll crack a lot of jokes about it. To, All right. Well, you know, I'll still be smart, but I just won't go around old people to, holy crap, man, we did not play this game properly whatsoever.
No.
And now it's just a really, it's a stressful time.
Yeah. Well, it's stressful. And then the other thing too is like, look, and we're going to get to the funny part. I just want to tell everybody, I guess I'm inadvertently getting to a TED talk, is like, that's okay too with your mental health.
Yeah.
Like Scott Van Pelt's been in the studio. He's been on every night. Mm-hmm. I saw him last night. He has a famous saying, something like optimism is free or something. Like you just got to pay the charge. I forget what it is, but you could tell last night he was struggling. He goes, I'm struggling. And yeah. I forget who he was talking to. And they're like, Scott, you'll be back. Like, it's okay. You can have a bad night. So, you know, as we're bitching, keep that in mind, too, with people, whether it's your relationship at, I don't know, at home, at work, whatever, just with your buddies because you're not top 10.
Yeah.
Like, we're all going to have some bad days.
Just, I feel that.
Just try to keep the most of them. You know, you got to stay positive. I said that confidently.
Well, why don't we do some push-ups to get the heart racing, the blood pumping in the brain?
Functioning, sorry.
And then we'll do the TED Talk. TED is a very special. I've been looking forward to doing this set of push-ups because, in a way, we're going to retire our push-up song. Actually, we're retiring my wrestling theme song because something more incredible has happened, and I can't wait to play it for you.
So. All right.
I'm Steve Miggs, and you stink.
So I figured I'd give this one last spin. And let's get 10, and then I'll explain to you why.
I'm not hearing it. Sorry. I was like, is he going to start it? Oh, there you go.
You know, I don't even know if that got played on the damn thing. It wasn't even in program.
It's just so funny. Steve's like staring at me, and I'm like, wait, is he going to hit it? And I was like, he's really setting this one up. I'm going to play it one more time.
That was a really pregnant pause in your world.
I know.
I'm Steve Miggs. And
there it is.
Nice. All right, let's get 10.
And you stink.
Yeah.
Apparently. Yeah, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
I've been doing a lot of push-ups, Ted, because I don't have a damn gym to go to.
Yeah, right? Push-ups, sit-ups, prisoner squats.
Do a lot of squats, yep. Thankfully, I have a couple of dumbbells, but they're not a ton of weight on them. But doing the most I can with those. And then Paul Sylvie, of all people, from King 5, put up a post on Facebook saying he's giving away these, like, this weird workout apparatus thing. And like, so you could do like chest dips, you could do reverse or upside down, like pull-ups. Like,
all right.
Some bicep stuff, some push-up stuff. And he's like, yeah, just as long as someone's willing to come pick it up, or I can ship it to you if you pay for shipping. I'm trying to get rid of him. He has like a side hustle of like athletic equipment.
All right.
And I think this might have been something that just never made the...
That guy's a legend, by the way.
Dude, right?
Yeah, I don't know about you. Every time I've met him, he's been super cool.
He's a great guy.
Yeah.
Super great
awesome.
Guy. And so, yeah, I contacted him, and he had another one left around, and I have it set up in my house now.
Oh, no. No kidding. Yeah. Wait a minute. Did you go to Paul Sylvie's house?
No, my father-in-law did.
Oh.
And then dropped the box off at my... He ended up, like, meeting a bunch of people at, like, a Holiday Inn parking lot.
Dude, that's pretty cool because that's like, I can't do a pull-up yet, but I do them on the Smith machine.
Yes.
So that would work for me.
Yeah, I suck at pull-ups. I mean, I can do like 2, and then it's just like, where's that machine?
Right?
But for me, I love doing it because of the chest dips, because that's something that I do like doing and I'm trying to get better at. So it's like, for the time being, it's good until the gym comes back.
Yeah, that is cool.
But I thought, of all people, what a random thing. And I think he was just like, yeah, you know what? I got all this product at my home, and now's a good time to give it to some people because, well, a lot of people don't have the option of going to a gym. It was really a stand-up thing that he's doing for some people.
That's awesome.
That's what Paul Sylvie does.
Ted Talks, starring D-Tech Smith.
I mean, I touched on it earlier, but just like, yeah, like when you're going up and down the mountains, man, like you're going to have some off days.
Yes.
And that's okay. But we're in this for a while. And like, we've got to, you know, we got to stay positive. We got to look for the bright side of things. And also, I remind people like why we are social distancing, like stay in touch. Whether it's reaching out to people, I'm sure, Steve, you've talked to your parents a few times.
Oh, yes. They're more worried about us than themselves. And I'm like, no. And then they're like, well, Seattle's got it worse than New York. And I'm like, no.
We were just first. And it was bad, but New York is going.
Oh.
I know. And I'm worried about, trust me, I'm worried about my parents in D.C.
And I tell my mom, like, no, it's more at your place. And my mom's response was, oh, so we're winning? And I'm like, well, it's not really a game or a contest, Mom, but yes, you're in first place. Congratulations.
So, yeah, I would tell people stay in touch. And I don't know if it's Facebook, if it's the infamous Zoom, whatever. For me, I like seeing some people's faces. Sorry, Steve. But yeah, man, stay in touch with people. And
so you don't want to see my face, is what you're saying. I'm going to text you my face every day for the rest of your life now. Every day.
You should.
I'm going to.
You know what? Also, Steve, you know what we could do? Because Instagram Live is only two people. Uh-huh. We could do a MegaCast Instagram Live.
I was thinking about that when I know, like, there's a... For all we know, tomorrow we'll be told we can't broadcast in the building anymore.
Right.
And I've been trying to think of, like, ways around it. I was like, I wonder if we could do, like, Facebook Live also. You can do where you can have two people on there.
But can you do that with Facebook?
Yeah, I
didn't know that.
And I'm thinking, like, if we had, like, decent mics to plug into your phone... Like, I can easily, like, screen record it or whatever, and, like, we could do it live for people to watch, or if they're not able to watch it live, we'll put it up as a podcast as well.
Yeah, well, I bought an old used, like, refurbished Mac last week. Yeah, which I'm very excited to have, like, a home computer.
Yeah, ever since I've known you, you've never had a computer.
No. because I always came into work.
Wah, 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 wah. Man, yeah, and that's the thing too. It's like right now we're broadcasting here in Seattle, but hey, traffic's been awesome and gas prices fantastic. But
yeah,
you know, for everyone else, it's like that's great, no traffic and super low gas prices. I'm not allowed to leave my house. Like for me, at least I get to enjoy the benefit of that. I'd much rather though higher gas prices, some traffic, and people being able to live their lives as they usually do. But you're right, man. I don't know when the light at the end of the tunnel is going to be for something like this, and I sure hope it's soon. But by soon, I mean I hope like June or July. I know we had a big trip going on. We're going to go to Hawaii in May.
I was going to go to Dublin in August.
That's right.
I did not buy that ticket.
You didn't?
No.
Oh, I thought you did.
No.
See, we already bought our ticket.
Yeah,
but
we
bought the insurance because of the... And they had like specifically said in the insurance, this covers coronavirus or COVID-19.
Well, that's why we had a couple days off because I had a ticket to fly to L.A. last Wednesday to go to Dodger Stadium opening day.
Oh, that's right. That game didn't happen.
No. I mean, I'm at the point I'm just kind of laughing about it now.
Well, dude, Castle and I are supposed to go in April. Whoa, are you okay?
Yeah.
Castle and I were going to go in April. We're going to go to Oakland to see Pearl Jam. And that's done.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, look, that's why, like, luckily I hadn't bought that ticket to Dublin, but now it's just like, you just have no idea what's going to happen.
No.
I don't even know if college football is still going to go over there.
Yeah, I don't know what the hell is going to happen, man. I don't even know, and I hope that things will be good to go for the NFL season to start up again. I mean, thankfully for me, WrestleMania is still happening this weekend.
All right, so I wanted to ask you, but also, by the way, I don't know about you, I have already started thinking about, like, when this is over, like, where am I going to go? I mean, I am going to fly. I've already told people, like, I feel bad because my niece, right? Like, they canceled school for the rest of the year. Yep. So I was supposed to go to her graduation in June. Mm-hmm. Obviously, I'm not doing that. I was like, Maddie, when this is over, I'm flying back east. I'm going to say hi to my mom. And then me and you are going out for a fat steak.
Dude, you know, it's sad, but I thought about this. The first thing I want when this is all over is Menchie's.
Oh, no kidding.
Because that was the first place where I'm like, we can't go anywhere near there. Because that's just like a cesspool for other people's germs because everyone's touching the handles. Everyone's touching the cups. You know what I mean? Like, of all the places, like, we went to some ice cream places before they fully closed, but, like, they would have, like, a barrier set up and, like, what do you want? It's like a speakeasy.
Yeah.
Like, a pint of this. Okay, here you go. Put gloves on and everything, right?
Yeah.
But with Menchie's, you got to pick your own toppings. You got to do all that stuff. I can't wait to have Menchie's again. I miss it so much.
Yeah. I miss Bill's.
Yeah. Bill's is very good. I miss a lot of things, man.
Yeah. Yeah, but I also just would be excited to get out in a small group. So that's what I'm kind of looking forward to. And then you're right, man, just random things. And it's also hard. Like, I just forget. Like, oh, yeah. Like, I keep saying to people when I talk to them, like, what do you got planned for the weekend? And it's like, well, I know. But I mean, like, do you guys? I don't know.
Yeah, I know. I'm thinking about renting a movie.
Yeah, right. I mean, it's just so weird. I will tell people, Black Monday is a show on Showtime I really got into.
Okay.
Which is pretty funny.
Mm-hmm.
What else? I'm assuming you've seen Tiger King.
Yeah. Oh, I have 1.5 episodes left to watch.
All right. Yeah.
I can't watch that show. I need to take a break after every episode.
No kidding. I binge that thing in like a day.
I know a lot of people fly through it. After each episode, I feel like I've watched 40 episodes. Like, it's just, I find it very interesting. There are many moments during that show, though, I'm like, I'm done. This is just too much. This is stupid. And then something epic happens. I'm like, Jesus, I got to stick around now. Like the one of his husbands when that happened. Like, that's the episode I think I just left off on. And it's like, did he really just share that at the guy's damn memorial?
Oh, my God. I know. So I watched that one.
Yeah.
It is weird not having sports.
Yeah.
But yeah, so WrestleMania, how are they pulling that off?
They're doing most of they've been doing Monday Night Raw and SmackDown and NXT. They're doing a lot of they're showing old WrestleMania matches, but they're also.
Well, I've seen on Sunday, ESPN has the old WrestleMania.
Which has been really cool. Like, oddly enough, I've seen these and I watch it because it's kind of fun to go on Twitter and interact with people in real time about watching the same thing together. But what they're doing at the Performance Center, they're only having X amount of people there. You know, they're making sure they stand within the guidelines of the CDC and all that kind of stuff. But they're doing it there. So they're wrestling. They're having maybe one or two matches each show, maybe even three, in front of nobody. And it's so weird. Like, the announcers,
do they put in noise?
The announcers are just being, I think, a little bit more talkative and a little bit more enthusiastic. At least that's the vibe I get. But no, something awesome will happen, and there's nobody there.
It almost seems like you'd want to pump in just some noise, just because I feel like wrestling, isn't part of the secret, is that usually it's loud enough where we can't hear the dudes talking?
Yeah, fortunately, those guys are at a level that they're pretty good at being almost like ventriloquists, or they've mapped out their match well enough that they don't have to talk a lot, or they're they know the right times to do it. So they're going to be doing some of the matches for WrestleMania that way. The one nice thing has been when people cut promos, you don't have to deal with the obnoxious fans interrupting you the whole time. So you've really gotten to enjoy the storytelling of a promo in wrestling again, because it's they're not fighting the crowd to try and get their point across. They're just able to perform. And some of the guys I never really got to experience, it's been cool. They've been really showing off some of their acting muscles, which has been awesome. So WrestleMania is going to be some of the matches at the Performance Center. And then they're also doing some on location. I think Undertaker and AJ Styles are having what the hell is it called? A yard bone? I don't know.
Are they fighting in a cemetery?
A boneyard match. And I think it's in a cemetery.
All right.
So they're trying to change it up, make it unique and different. It's going to be interesting. It's two nights, Saturday and Sunday.
I thought Saturday. Oh, that's right. Because Saturday is usually the Hall of Fame stuff.
Yeah, so that's all gone. NXT, I don't think they're doing any of that. They're just going to be doing WrestleMania two nights. I talked to Drew McIntyre, who's taking on Brock Lesnar. I kind of felt for him. He's busting his ass to get back up to the level where he's at, and he's having an incredible run, and most likely going to beat Brock Lesnar for the WWE Championship, which is a massive moment for somebody in front of nobody. You know what I mean? That part of Edge is returning from the 9 years from not wrestling. He's having his first big match back against Randy Orton in a Last Man Standing match, and he's doing it in front of nobody. And you know that was going to be a goosebump-inducing kind of moment. Him first walking out. That kind of, you know what I mean? The pomp and circumstance is just as big of a part of wrestling than the wrestling itself.
Oh, 100%. I think this is a good time, though, for all athletes. You always hear practice as if you're playing.
Yep.
Now you got to do it for real.
Oh, yeah. These guys are going to have to step it up big. And then they will. It's going to be good. It'll probably be weird as F, but it's going to be good enough.
It is, but I would think these guys probably have a ton of training. When you train, you must have to yell stuff, right?
Oh, yeah.
When there's nobody there. Because I remember training for boxing, the last couple of weeks, that was part of it. We just had to bring people into the gym to boo and yell at me.
Oh, yeah,
just to get used to that. You know what I mean?
There are times where I've had practice matches or matches where in front of a guy doing a seminar, and I'm hamming it up I'm performing in front of 200 people.
Yeah.
If I'm a heel, I'm going to still act like a heel, and I'm going to look at the crowd, quote unquote, and play off it. Granted, they probably won't do as much of yelling at imaginary people in that situation because there are no people and we're all watching. It's going to be weird. For us, it's to prep ourselves for when we're in that situation. So the whole thing is going to be different, but I'm looking forward to watching it because there's really nothing else on television and I can only watch so many John Taffer shows. So it's time for WrestleMania, Ted.
Can you guys watch different shows in parts of your house?
Yeah, but we're not that kind of couple. We like sitting with each other. And being together and talking randomly. So it would be awkward if I was upstairs while watching stuff and she's downstairs.
All right.
So typically I just wait for her to fall asleep and then I put on Dave.
Or whatever. I know. It just also seems like you're spending a lot more time together.
Yeah. That's why I'm not going home today. I'm just going to stay here. I'm going to podcast all day long.
Yeah. Also, shout out to everybody who's in a fresh relationship fighting through this. You guys are either really finding out you don't like each other, or I'm assuming if you make it through this, you're just going to get married.
Yeah, I wonder how that's going to be. Like, what if you were about to break up with someone?
And dude, now it's read on Twitter, some woman said she sent her husband divorce papers, and then lockdown happened, but they can't afford their own places yet.
Oh, no.
I mean, right? Can you imagine?
Damn.
Yeah.
Crazy. Why don't we take a quick break?
All right.
Well, no, that's fine. Nobody's Zooming me, so I got nothing better to do, you know?
Yeah.
Am I keeping you from one of your, like, Zooms?
One of my Zooms, yes.
Okay, so how much time do we have?
There's, like, 12 people on this one.
Oh, okay, cool. Mike and Cash will be back.
I wish I could socially distance myself from these two forever. Sadly, the Megacast will return.
Soon.
You want something? Go get it.
Will Smith stars in the survival breakout film of the year.
I understand that you're scared, man.
I am going shopping at Costco.
The world can be a scary place.
The search for toilet paper just got real.
Let's go. I got this.
But the shelves are all empty.
You just gotta learn how to deal with it, all right?
I am going shopping at Costco.
No! No! You're real! You better tell me right now!
Now playing in empty movie houses rated COVID-19.
They just spent the last 20 seconds washing each other from head to toe. The Megacast is back.
Here we are, we're back. we've virtual hugged. We're better. Things are good. Before we get to that, we got so much stuff going on.
You know
what
else I miss, Steve? Brunch! All right?
I like to be invited to brunch.
Well, the problem is I suck at poaching eggs.
Dude, I miss so much stuff. I miss so much food. I miss everything. I miss life. Come on, virus, get out of our systems and let's go. Let's get back to normal, whatever normal is.
I've seen a great part of my neighborhood, though.
What's that?
I just take like these hour-long walks now.
Okay.
Because like the first week I was sick, so I couldn't do anything. But like this morning, I take like hour-long walks and I've just, honestly, I have seen architecture and old houses and neighborhood, parts of my neighborhood, Steve, I haven't seen in years.
Not crazy.
Just because I would never walk to those parts of the hill.
But you just had nothing better to do.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's been like I think that was the hardest part about the first week when everyone was like not really socially distancing themselves or staying inside because it was so nice out.
Yeah.
And we were guilty of it. Like We kept our distance from people. We weren't going like, but we would go to like to the Ording Trail down by where we live and just walk. And it was like all these other people were walking too. I mean, everyone was like kind of like keeping each other distance, but it was so nice out. And you're like, well, I have nothing better to do. Might as well go for a walk. But then after we started going more, you start seeing like older people. And it's like, you realize how quick, like, you should be at home. Like,
oh yeah. Everybody turns into that person.
Yeah. Like we're all looking at old people like, stay at home. You're old.
Yeah.
And they're probably like, leave us the heck alone. Like, we don't care at this point. We're old.
Well, I think that's the other thing, too. It's just tough. Because, like, even the governor says, you need to go out every day and get a walk in.
Yeah.
Or something, right? But you got to be careful. Like, you can't. I had a friend that was like, it wasn't our fault. We just went to this park and there's a bunch of people there. Like, well, don't go to a park then. Because guess where everybody else is going to go? To the park.
You're touching the same things that they're touching.
Right. And it's just, everybody's going to stand in the same spot and look at the view. So like, I take an hour walk, but I literally walk around my neighborhood and, you know, like, I think that seems to be the safer thing to do.
Smart. Yeah. I mean, we try and keep sane. Obviously a lot of people are, and I hope that.
And it's going to be tougher. It's going to get nice eventually.
I know. It better get better by the time it gets nice.
Yeah.
And that's also the crazy part. Like crazy. I don't know about you, but in Puyallup, we've had these crazy hailstorms.
Massive hailstorm yesterday afternoon.
Yeah. And it's like my front yard looks like it snowed.
Yeah.
And it was like, what the hell's going on? There's tornadoes happening in Richland. There's earthquakes happening in Idaho. This is a bad time, man.
March, man. Came in like a lamb, went out like a lion.
Yes. So I played that the old Steve Miggs wrestling theme song and said I was retiring. I'm not personally retiring, although if we never get to wrestle again, I guess I've called it quits. I don't know. Like, how long can I do this for? I'm hoping, man. This has just been a bummer, like missing out on some of this stuff. But before all this went down, I was trying to get my stuff ready for that big match against Orange Cassidy. Now, granted, that all fell apart for different reasons. Yes, Ted's got his hands in his pockets. I appreciate the impression.
Does this make you feel better, Steve?
Oh, yes.
You want me to kick you?
Yes, actually, kick me as hard as you can.
Does that count as touching?
Nah, it's fine. We got our shoes on.
What happened? Ted kicked me.
How'd you get the corona? Ted kicked me.
Oh.
And then I licked my own ankle. It was weird, man. I don't know what the hell's going on.
Nice flexibility, though.
Well, you know, it's all that DDP yoga. So I was trying to get all ready for that. I had a new gear made. I got a new flashing jacket that looks pretty sick. Like,
all right.
I've invested a lot of money and time.
Yeah, I remember you talking about it.
Getting all this stuff. And then for other reasons, 3-2-1 and Battlemania was falling apart. And then oddly enough, even if it didn't fall apart, it was going to get canceled because of this coronavirus stuff.
Hey, you've had a weird month.
Yeah, dude. It's been a lot of like mind F's. And it's just, I mean, just imagine like everything falling apart and then your best friend doesn't want to be having you on his top 10 for Zoom. So, and I also hit up my buddy who goes by Young Fuego, and he is a rapper and like he does stuff locally. And I was like, hey, man, any chance you could work up a new theme song for me? And he's a good bud and he's a big wrestling fan. He's like, I got you, Migs. No
all right,
problem.
All right.
Right. If you look him up on SoundCloud, it's just Young, I think Y-U-N-G, and then Fuego. He has a song called Chill, which is awesome. I genuinely love the song. But I wonder if I could. That'll take me a minute. I was
watching a little bit of Questlove do a DJ set last night on Twitter.
Really?
Yeah.
Playing like whatever he wants?
Yeah. Because he DJs a lot when he's not doing his regular job with the Roots. So yeah, some guys on Twitter just, and it was kind of cool. There's only like 80 people in there.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, and like you could just type stuff, and he's just kind of sitting there like DJing, and then he'll be like, "Oh yeah, man, I like that one."
did he comment back to you?
No, I didn't comment. I was scared.
I was scared. What were you scared of?
Honestly, looking like the old dorky white guy,
like okay, boomer,
something, right? I don't. Questlove's older than I am. I was just like, everybody seems really cool. Like, I don't want to put a comment in there and seem like the jackass, but I should have.
Yeah,
because Desus Nice put out a tweet last night. As soon as I saw it, I went to comment, and then I checked his tweet a half hour later. It was about BET Uncut, and everybody had the same thing I did.
Oh,
Tip Drill video. Shout out if you know the Tip Drill video.
I don't.
Nelly song. It was too dirty for TV. They used to play it at 3 a.m. on Uncut on BET.
All right. So
anyhow, go ahead. Sorry.
Apparently there's a few Young Fuegos, so I'm not sure which one. I couldn't find the right one on SoundCloud, but if you find a song called Chill, that's the guy. He's badass. And then he hit up his buddy Nate. And I was like, well, what's Nate's rapper name?
Nasty
he
goes, Nate?
He's like, it's just Nate. It's just N with the number 8. And I'm like, okay, that's even better. Nate's like in California. Awesome dude as well. Like, got to meet him through this. And so I'm like, yeah, do whatever you want. You kind of know what my character's all about. And he's like, can you record a couple things? So I sent him a couple recordings of me saying my name and stuff just so he had it to figure it out how he wanted to work it into the song. Because I still wanted a little bit of that flavor I have on that first one where it starts with me talking.
Yeah.
So I think that's just so obnoxious. Funny part is, I guess MJF on AEW is now doing that as well. And I had a bunch of people blowing me up. He's stealing your thing. And I'm like, well, I mean, I probably stole it. I think DDP did it too. It's not, nothing's new. And I doubt he's keeping tabs on what I'm doing professionally here in the world of wrestling. So I sent him all the stuff. He gets back to me and my mind was blown.
All right, let's hear it.
So are you ready?
I am.
This is my anthem now. This is my theme song, and I can't wait till this damn coronavirus can be done so that him and I can get together and make a music video. Because I got a green screen. I'm going to have you rap in front of me wrestling. It's going to be badass. So here's my...
You know, you could put the background of you wrestling on a Zoom call.
Yes. Dude. We were doing that yesterday. Sid was in, on the San Francisco Bridge or something like that. And RJ, one of her cousin, was in space.
Yeah, our buddy, the mayor, is always at a tiki bar.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
That's pretty funny. Dude, it's a brilliant market move on their end to make it fun, not just like a boring conference call thing.
Yeah.
Because we did like a one for our church because, you know, church isn't happening. So one of our pastors, Jesse, he hit up a bunch of the younger couples in our church and had all of us on together and did like a interview with us for that week's sermon, which was kind of cool.
Nice.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun. All right. So here it is. It's called Verified Situation by Young Fuego featuring Nate.
I'm Steve Miggs. Seattle's biggest star.
stand up for.
Yeah. Biggest yeah. star.
It's a verified situation. 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 It's a verified situation.
Hey, pop into the ring. You know who Big Beach, he verified. No lie, can't you tell by all the vibe lies? And about tonight,
and about tonight.
Look, it's this plain and simple.
He's got this verified elbow
that will make anybody tremble.
He's the king, he's the king. Verified in the ring. Kiss his boots, peasants, when you see him in your presence.
Yeah.
Ain't nobody doing it big like Steve Miggs.
Nah.
You hear the crowd roaring, about to blow
about
off the lid.
Off the lid. The celebrity.
Bring down the
bring
house.
Down the
step
house.
In the ring, get kicked in your mouth.
Yeah.
Verified situations, got these boys shaking. Verified champ, got the whole world aching.
It's a verified situation.
That's awesome. Isn't it great?
That is.
It's a verified situation. It's a verified situation.
Hey, I can verify this and I verify that. Hey, talking stick will get you a verified smile. I like that. It's a verified, verified trap. On God, on God. On God, on God. On God, on God, on God, on God.
There you go.
Man, where did you get that beat?
He made it.
No kidding.
Yeah, the dude
I like
it all.
You got an Edge Chunky at the end. You got the EDM in there.
Oh, that's yeah. Like I said in my original one, he goes, "Hey, you cool with some guitars?" I'm like, "Absolutely." So shout out to Malik, aka Young Fuego, awesome dude, and he just crushed it.
How'd you meet him?
Through wrestling. Through Defy.
Does he wrestle?
No, he's a big wrestling fan.
Oh, no kidding.
I don't know if you've ever been when him and Andrew, you bring him, if you've been to the Defy shows where it seems like no matter who everyone's cheering for, they're on the stage in that stage section cheering for the other person.
Like
they're
always
they always like are cheering for the bad guys for the most part. And Malik is just he always would crack me up, and I had no idea he was a rapper. Right? So I'm just doing one of my wrestling things. It was actually, that's a whole other story in itself. I was hosting, it was called Suburban Street Fight. No ring. It was just at a bar called Substation in like the Fremont area. And they just,
I've never even heard of that bar.
I hadn't either. And the wrestlers just wrestled on stage and then spilled out into the crowd. So basically you were there watching a bar fight. And
like, right.
Matt Cross was one of the wrestlers, Warhorse, Chris Bay, Sonico, Guillermo Rosas, a few others. And one of the guys was Jet Knight, one of my buddies I've trained with before, and he's killing it right now.
He's
awesome, high flyer. Well, he came out, and I'm like listening to his entrance, and I'm like, it's not his usual entrance song. And then all of a sudden, I'm hearing like things talking about Jet Knight. And so as he's like getting ready to fight, and he's like, you know, sometimes you just, no one can hear us talking. I'm like, hey, yo, is that theme song about you? He's like, yeah. Yeah, my buddy's just made it. It's pretty cool, huh? I'm like, yeah.
Who made it? Song about you?
I'm like, who made it? He goes, you know Malik and Andrew, and they come to the Defy shows. I'm like, yeah, like, they made it. I'm like, what? So I hit him up, and I'm like, hey, what's the chance I could have
that's
that?
That's dope.
And he whipped that up, and I was just like, perfect. Don't need to change anything.
On God.
So shout out to him and Nate.
And Nate.
Nate's part's my favorite when he goes, he's the king. I'm like, I am.
You are the king, Steve.
I don't know what I'm the king at, but I'm the king.
King of wrestling.
No.
King of local wrestling.
Yes. Not even. So, yeah. Today's April Fool's Day, Ted. Got any big pranks planned?
No. I to be honest with you, I kind of forgot about that.
I only remember because first thing in the morning, we get all these stories, and then I go online, and everyone's like, you mentioned Tiger King. And everyone's like, hey, just to let you know, it's not true. President Trump did not just pardon Joe Exotic. I'm like, okay, that's pretty funny.
That is kind of funny.
Yeah, it's harmless.
Yeah, and shocker, what was it? Yesterday I woke up and everybody, there's like new footage, right? Because now people are going to Joe Exotic and watching all his old stuff on YouTube.
Yeah.
Like, shocker, he was racist.
I saw that, yeah.
Right? I mean, like, come on. Like, let's just be honest. There's some people, and I, this sounds horrible, but there's some people you just look at and go, yeah, he's racist.
Yeah. He was the guy I watched. I listened to some of the audio. He's the guy that's arguing, why can't I say the N-word when they're saying it in all those rap videos? I'm like, oh, boy.
That is the worst argument of all time.
Yeah. Yeah.
It is.
I don't disagree.
That'd be just like you walking down the street and me hitting you with a chair and then being like, well, you know, I don't know. I'm trying to think. Give me a wrestler's name. You know, Matt Cross hit him with a chair,
yeah,
so I could hit him with a chair. Not how it works.
And shockingly, he's a wrestling fan, and he would put on wrestling shows at the damn zoo.
That's not surprising either.
Because I didn't even realize that. And then all of a sudden, like, a couple of WWE superstars, like, people, you know, everyone's talking about Joe Exotic, obviously.
Yeah, it's hot.
And one of the guys from the Viking Raiders, Roe, and he's just like, or Eric, I think he goes by now. He's just like, yeah, when I was working the indies, that guy paid us to come wrestle a lot. Like, he was a big wrestling fan. I've been to that zoo. It's kind of crazy. And I'm like, that is so insane. Of course he's a wrestling fan.
Gosh. I mean, from what I can tell, Joe Exotic is a fan of everything.
Yes. And who knew?
Ecstasy. Men, drugs. I mean, tigers, guns, God, wrestling. I mean,
everything.
Yeah.
Dude, there's so much to talk about that show. I'm glad. So you've seen it all.
Oh, I binged the hell out of it. I loved it.
So, what are some of your favorite things about Joe Exotic?
I mean, the main thing, I was going off yesterday on the men's room about this, but like that guy Jeff that shows up,
yes,
with the leather jacket and the bandana and a hat. And I was like, listen.
I like how guys say that people have been saying he looks like what a boner pill would look like that you buy at 7-Eleven.
Yeah. And that's why I said, look, I'm bald. All right. By the way, should I grow out the skullet? It's coming
in. I noticed that you haven't trimmed your hair.
No, man. The last time I got a haircut was when the NBA stopped.
Is that a protest?
Nah, I mean, there's nothing open. And I could do it at home, but I don't know. It's tough. I think I got to bring the Clippers in here and be like, Mike, straighten me up, dog.
There you go.
But no, like that, I'm bald, but yeah, don't ever trust a bald man that wears a bandana and a hat over top.
Right.
Right? I mean, mm-hmm, just don't do it, folks. That guy's bad news.
And it's just so crazy how he just kind of infiltrated everything.
Well, they're all
and
just
how about
bad.
That guy? Who knew? Ecstasy and cats will get you laid in Vegas.
Did I miss that? Was he selling ecstasy too?
No, but he was inviting, he'd meet people at parties, him and his girlfriend or his wife. There's that episode when they first get introduced.
Yeah, yeah.
And they would go to Vegas and bring one of the big cats or one of the wild cats, like the baby cubs, with them to Vegas and then get girls all like share ecstasy with them and be like, yo, do you want to come back to our penthouse or wherever we're staying? And we have wild cats you can play with. And that's how they would get all these hot girls to come back. And he was just like having sex with all that. And it was like, yeah, because it was ecstasy and baby cubs. And who knew that works in Vegas?
Yeah. And that guy looks like a walking commercial for doing too much cocaine.
Yes.
Steve and I are experts on cocaine.
Yeah. We both of us have never touched it, but we've been around enough people to know what people who look like that do a lot of cocaine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, no offense, but the average number of things you own that say affliction, the closer you are to a coke habit.
I still think one of my favorite parts of that entire show.
And by the way, I just say Jeff and like the dude that helps him.
Uh-huh.
I mean, these are the worst low rent criminals of all time.
Yeah, he keeps finding ways to get money.
Oh, yeah.
I think the craziest part still to me was that girl who's like one of the most likable ones, even though like she's completely brainwashed by Joe and the crew. The girl who gets her arm mauled. And then,
oh, yeah. Then transitioning. Yeah, she's like Ronnie Lott.
The best part, though. I didn't even realize that she was transitioning. Is that the last
might come
episode?
Up, that might come up in the last episode.
That's
my
fine.
Bad.
That's
my
fine.
Bad.
So my bad. No, because I...
Spoiler!
That's okay. I'm glad, though, because I don't want people to think, like, if
yeah,
he...
you haven't seen that part.
If right. She is now wanting to be called he, I don't want to be disrespectful.
Correct.
But so that's why I only knew she at the time. So that's all my brain. But anyways, so he, all that happens... And then Joe puts on an EMT jacket and is like, I'll take care of this.
And he's ripping darts, just chain smoking cigarettes in his EMT jacket.
That's up there with then when his husband, things happen. Yeah, Travis is gone. And then he's putting on a priest outfit and delivering the sermon. I mean, Joe is like a Swiss Army knife of everything.
It is. I will say the EMT jacket thing was amazing. Like, he just switches roles. Now I'm in charge of this or that. Just like,
right.
Yeah. Well, that the whole thing is, I will say, when you watch the beginning of that and they just give you the stats on wild animals and then say big cat people are weird.
That sums it
up. Oh, my God. They were so right.
They were not lying. In fact, I think they undersold it. They're not weird. They're effing crazy. All of them. Carol, yeah. All of them.
Yeah.
Yeah, and the Carol thing, I still love the part where it's like, yeah, he thinks that we'd like someone try to get him killed by the tigers by putting cologne on his shoes. Clearly, if you want him to get killed by tigers, you rub sardine oil all over him. And that's how it works. I'm like, oh, that doesn't really help your case for not killing your husband and feeding him to the tigers. She says it so nonchalantly,
this
too.
Is how it works.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, look, that's one of those things, too. I wonder, because everybody's stuck inside, like, would people have latched on to this one as much?
I feel like it definitely was like the show that we all needed at a bad time in our lives.
Right, because that's kind of my thing now. I'm going on a scale of like Love is Blind. I finished it just because I hated Jessica so much.
Right.
And I just had to see how it ended. But outside of quarantine, wouldn't have watched it. So that's kind of my new scale of stuff. Like Tiger King, still would watch outside of quarantine.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
It's a fascinating watch. And truly, there's not a single, there's like two likable people. It's the girl that's transitioning.
Yeah.
And then the guy that doesn't have legs. Like, those are only, and actually, the other, even the guy. Yeah.
Sorry, I'm kind of mouthing real life people, Steve and I know, that remind me of characters on the show.
And you're nailing every one of them.
I know, because when I watched it, all I could do was think of certain
people.
We
have a lot of people in our lives that are like, would easily fit in on the Tiger King.
Yeah.
That's scary, dude.
I don't know what that says about us.
It doesn't say very good things about us. Because I'm telling you, they are some of the most unlikable people I've ever seen on television. All of them.
Yeah, except for
a couple.
Right, and you're right. The guy with no legs, I like him.
Right.
I think he's probably crazy, too.
Oh, no, he is. And then there's the other guy.
That works at the zoo.
With the long hair.
That's just right.
He's just there. He just loves tigers.
He loves tigers, and he loves cigarettes.
And probably meth.
Yeah, he seems like I can't tell if that guy had done meth and was done with it or whatever, but it's just funny. There is not a scene where he is not smoking a cigarette.
And I haven't seen the episode yet, but Danny hit me to it that apparently there's a point where the other husband leaves him as well. And, you know, he has that tattoo that says, like, property of Joe Exotic, and he gets it covered up.
Yeah.
And he barely gets it. Like, it's not even fully covered up. It's, like, a really bad tattoo.
Yeah.
That guy also, I don't know if you've seen the memes. There's someone out there that's like, someone says like, I want Batista for Christmas. And the person's like, you want Batista? We already got a Batista at home. And it's a picture of that guy. Because he looks like a low rent version of Batista.
Yeah. And some of the tattoos are questionable.
Joe Exotics are weird. He's got those bullet shots.
I know. I mean, dude, right. So that show was wild. I'm trying to think what else I've been into. I started watching one called The English Game. So it's about soccer when it started.
Okay.
But I didn't realize like when it started, it was just for like upper echelon people. Uh-huh. So then these mill workers start playing in the FA Cup, which is like the open, like any, like the US Open Cup here. Basketball could do it. Basically, if you're in England, whatever league you're in, even if you just have like a pub league team, you could play in this cup.
Oh.
So these mills start getting good, but the rich dudes are like pissed.
Okay.
And then the mill owners start hiring guys. It's just weird. It kind of shows you how the evolution of like modern soccer starts.
That's kind of cool.
Yeah, because back in the day, it used to be just like we would just charge you and kind of knock you over and kick a goal. There wasn't much like style.
Just barrel over people.
Yeah, because it wasn't much different than actual rugby.
Yeah. That's interesting because it's not like that at all anymore.
No, not at all.
Wow, how it's evolved.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah. Huh. So yeah, so that one's pretty good. I got Amazon Prime. I started watching Jack Ryan. Basically,
how is Jack Ryan?
I'm naming shows that you probably can't watch, Steve.
I want to watch Jack Ryan.
Ryan's great.
Okay, but I'm thinking about it.
I like Tom Clancy, and I loved Clear and Present Danger. Like, I like all those movies.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, I think it's awesome.
Nice,
and it makes me like Krasinski a lot.
And dude, how about what he's doing right now on social media? Did you see the Good News Network thing he's doing?
No,
it's awesome. He just like goes on and shares like some of the cool stuff that's happening because people are like finding new ways to cheer each other up through what's going on with COVID-19. And it's just like all these random things. And then he had like Steve Carell on and he had like an office reunion. He did that like through like it's maybe Zoom. I don't know.
We don't say that word in this studio, Steve.
And then it ends him talking to a girl that, like, you know, is battling cancer, and she came home, and of course nobody can see her because of A, her immune system's not that strong, and B, because of just the world that we're in right now. So everyone's like lined up outside in the block, and it's almost like a parade as she's driving down of everyone showing her love.
Yeah, yep. I saw that on Rex Chapman.
Yeah, dude, it's a really, really cool thing that he's doing. It's just like trying to point out the good news that's happening in the world throughout all the insanity that we're dealing with. And I thought that was, you know, I mean, he could do just nothing. And it's kind of fun when you find, like, artists that are celebrities trying to find an outlet because they just can't do what they typically do. So they're stuck at home, and he's doing this with his kids.
Well, in theory, too, I saw a couple pictures of this, but, like, a neighborhood you live in, like, couldn't you guys sit outside in the cul-de-sac, like, distance from each other and chat?
Some people are. Yeah, some people are.
I don't see what, you know, because, like my mom, right? Like, I got real scared. So I was like, you shouldn't be leaving the house. So, like, when people go to visit her, her apartment is like right by the like entrance. So she just kind of hangs out there like Rapunzel and talks to people.
Yeah, some people in our
neighborhood. Have you heard that weird thing, by the way?
What's that?
About Rapunzel?
What is it?
So that was the whole thing, was she got sent away because there was a town that like everything was going bad.
Uh-huh.
The town was Corona.
Yes.
I was like, that is eerie.
That was weird.
I mean, I it's got to be a complete coincidence, but that is eerie.
Still kind of weird because of what we're going through. Yeah. The world's coming to an end.
Oh, speaking of which.
Okay.
I'm not big on seeing weird signs, but I was walking. Part of my walk was up on Broadway today, Steve.
Okay. And nothing weird happens on Broadway.
There's two ducks. Like a mallard. Like green head. And like, he was like as close as my water bottle. And I was just like, the F is this duck? What are these ducks doing up here?
Yeah.
And then like, there was one dude. I go, what's with the ducks? He's like, I have no idea, man. This is strange. And these ducks were just like hanging out. My theory was they were waiting for Dick's to open. I don't know.
Is Dick's open?
Dick's is open.
Oh, part of me thinks I might just...
Get up there. Capitol Hill. Dick's is open.
Get up there. Help out the community.
Yeah. And they literally have markers where 6 feet in the line and stuff. And then...
I had to go to Costco today. I don't know if I could deal with any more lines.
Well, trust me. The one on Capitol Hill, unfortunately, has not been very crowded. Like, if you went up there, you could...
Probably just walk right up.
Yeah.
They're still serving shakes.
Yeah, Jesus, man, I'm such a fat bastard. So I literally was walking by there today at like 10:15. They don't open till 10:30. And I just stopped in my head. And I think I even said it out loud. I go, hey, look at them cleaning, getting the burgers ready. It's going to be a good day. I was like, what am I doing? Like, I'm staring at people clean a Dick's Drive-In. I mean, Dick's, I love you.
I do too. I probably do the same thing. Well, I think we can get on out of here, so maybe I'll get Dick's, maybe I won't. I have
get
no
it,
idea.
Get it, Steve. Get one.
I don't know. I'll feel it out when I leave here today.
The ducks were there.
I mean, my wife's not texting me. People are mad at me.
You're already in the doghouse. You're already going to be a little later because you're here. Go get you a burger. She won't know.
I know.
Man, I shouldn't laugh. I just feel bad for
just
you.
Just done, man.
Just like, oh, no. One look on a Zoom call puts you in the doghouse. Like, damn, man, that sucks.
I mean, what do you want from me? What do you want?
Yeah, and look, I'm not going to name names, but I have been on some Zoom. Like we did have the one party one, but I've been on some that are just other people I know and stuff. And you could just tell when you have households of five or three. Like, it's stressful.
Yeah.
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 Yeah. Well, Ted, it's been fun.
Yeah. Also, if you could hear our voices, please tweet at the NFL Red Zone and just ask them to put on Red Zone on Sundays. I just want to feel normal because it's hard to watch an old Seahawks game. Generally, I know what's going to happen.
Right.
But Red Zone, who gives an S? Just show me some touchdowns.
You know, why don't they?
I don't know, Steve.
Just show like the best ones of the year.
Yeah, right. Like I'm just a junkie. Like just come on, Red
Zone. Give us something. WWE's putting out content. Why can't you?
I watched WrestleMania. What was it? What was the big one the other day or 2 weeks ago?
Because WrestleMania 30 was the first one that they showed. The one with Daniel Bryan.
All right, so I watched that
one. One of my favorite WrestleManias ever.
I also love that Triple H came out and all that gear. And it was like, yeah, Dante Wilder, Triple H. Still.
Did you see what Triple H put up on Twitter?
Did you see the one that said it?
After they showed the match on ESPN, he loses in that match.
Yeah.
And he puts, I lost because I was tired from all the gear I was wearing walking into the ring or something. He basically quoted Dante Wilder, and it was so funny. I'm like, oh my gosh. Triple H, you forget how witty that dude is.
And dude, honestly, like I just happened to click over and see that entrance, and I was like, Damn. Yeah, that is an entrance.
Triple H doesn't F around with his entrances.
No.
They're awesome.
Yeah, it is.
All right, we're going to get out of here. We'll be back next week, I hope. Sorry if we're not.
Yeah, we'll figure out something. Worst case scenario, like I said, we'll do an Instagram or Facebook Live between the two of us, and we'll make sure to get it out socially and this and that.
Yeah.
You still doing the Migscast?
We didn't do one yesterday. Glenn's got stuff going on because of all this. We're trying to figure that one out as well. We're hoping to maybe change the date to record them, and it's just,
I know. It's hard with the podcast. It's easier for me and you, as we're, like, now that I'm back, we're physically here.
Yeah.
But, like, yeah, and honestly, I just don't feel comfortable bringing anybody in.
And that's how it is even with Glenn. Like, I know, Glenn, I know you're staying at home and doing your thing, but I can't risk it.
Yeah. Like, I don't even know if we can.
And I was about to say, even if I wanted to, there's a no-guest policy that was put out, like, almost immediately.
Yeah.
That I don't feel like getting in trouble for something like that.
No.
It's not responsible. And also, it's just like, why get in trouble for something when you're being irresponsible?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So.
I don't know what this podcast was, but it was something.
Yeah, we should title this one, like, Ted sucks and I'm pissed.
I'm not going to title that. I'll just say I'm not in the top 10.
Not top 10.
And my wife hates me.
Wife hates me. Apparently my buddy Ted does too.
Zoom.
Oh, man. All right, everybody, stay safe out there. Do what you're supposed to. Stay home.
Yep. Stay connected.
Yeah. Reach out. Virtually hug them.
Yeah. If you like them.
If you like them.